Welcome to Generations with Kevin Swanson. Looking at life through the eyes of a biblical worldview, he grapples with the issues of education, culture, and family. He doesn't have all the answers, but one thing is for sure. He is committed to preserving our faith and freedom for the next generation. And now, here's Generations with Kevin Swanson.
And let me welcome you to Generations, my friends. Kevin Swanson here with you, Executive Director for Christian Home Educators, also a pastor. The reason I'm here, I'm a father of five, and I want to defend faith, family, and freedom in the 21st century, fast disappearing all over the world. Yes, faith, family, and freedom, some of the best values out there, and yet dissipating. It all started about a month ago in Germany when German authorities sent 15 uniformed police officers to take custody of a 15-year-old girl who committed the crime of being homeschooled, which ironically is exactly what we're doing out here on the eastern plains of Colorado. They remanded her to a psychiatric ward in Nuremberg and then off to another hospital and then to a number of foster homes. Melissa Busacross was arrested by police, and here in the WorldNet Daily story, right in front of me is her picture, a very sweet-looking girl. I can tell she's not the fornicating, lesbian, feminist, rebellious freak that the public schools envision for our daughters, but I understand why they put her in a psychiatric ward, Dave. I can clearly understand this. Here's the latest from WorldNet Daily. Melissa's father, Hubert, said he and his lawyers were offered a compromise this week that they could not accept. Give up custody of your other five children. Well, that sounds like a compromise for the state out in Germany. He don't want it. They're considering doing psychiatric exams on the other five children in order to implicate Hubert and his wife as unfit parents and thereby break up the family, says this WorldNet Daily story. There are approximately 40 other cases pending in Germany against homeschoolers. Many homeschool families have fled to Austria or another nearby country where homeschooling is still legal. In the last several years, many homeschooling parents in Germany have been sentenced to prison for teaching their children in a Christian lifestyle. A homeschool advocate in Germany who works with Netzwerk Bildungsfreiheit earlier wrote to WorldNet Daily that we are not far away from an intolerant dictatorship in our country. Parental rights are more and more abolished if you do not educate the way the state wants. The so-called Jugendamt, that's the Youth Welfare Office, is quick to check it out if they can take away the custody of your children. That, according to this homeschool advocate. Another homeschool group out in Germany said its worst fears are now coming true. Quote, Germany blatantly spurns parental and human rights and cannot be regarded any longer as a free country. It is running more and more to tyranny and dictatorship, said the group. Well, three things about this particular story that I want my listeners to pay attention to. The first is that the Christian faith is all but extinguished in Germany. The schools refuse to teach the beginning of wisdom and knowledge is the fear of God. Naturalism and materialism rule in every classroom, as it does in America, but more so in Germany. Science, history, sex ed, you name it. They don't teach these subjects in the fear of Almighty God. Won't do it because God doesn't exist in schools in Germany. It's okay for God to exist in the church, but anywhere else, against the law in Germany. God is against the law in Germany. The Christian church is, of course, worthless in Germany. They refuse to bring God's law to bear in politics and education in anything whatsoever, except for a couple of hundred homeschool families who are just trying to eke out some form of Christian faith in that country. Muslims now are set to take over because the humanists are destroying the state in Germany. So Christianity barely hanging on by the skin of its teeth in Germany. And here's my second point. We're just a hair's breadth away from what's happening out there right here in the United States of America. Germany is just a little more self-conscious of their statist worldview. But you remember a judge from Pueblo was at a Colorado legislative hearing last year on the compulsory attendance law, and he stated that all of Colorado's children belong to us. Again, he said that in the legislative committee hearing, all of Colorado's children belong to us. And remember, the compulsory attendance law, again, is coming back this year in Colorado and a lot of other states across the union, and the Dems are going to win that battle. Very few Colorado families are willing to address this particular issue. You rarely find a family who could care a whit about what the legislature is doing on the compulsory attendance law anywhere in America. There's hardly a citizen that will fight any of these laws. So we're just a hair's breadth away from this happening in the United States. By the way, the compulsory attendance law first appeared in Germany in 1819, came to America. First state to accept it was Massachusetts in the 1850s. All right, my final point here before I take the break. This story should absolutely enrage every single parent listening to my program. Do you understand, folks, what is happening here? A family has lost their daughter to the state. Let me repeat that again. A family has lost their daughter to the state. And let me tell you this, the worst possible thing that could happen to my family would be if the state came and took my kids away from me. Now, I know that there are a lot of parents that are listening maybe right now in this country that could care less if the state came and took their children. But see, that marks the difference between my worldview and their worldview. They've already given up their children to the government in their minds. So I would call this a tyranny, a horrendous tyranny. They would call it a blessing. You see, the difference is this. I love my children and they don't. They've been trained not to love their children by the state. I love freedom, they love slavery. I love my children, and they don't. Our values are very different because our worldviews are different. Well, my question for every parent listening today, are you enraged by this story? A family lost their daughter to the state because they were homeschooling their daughter. We're just a hair's breadth away from this happening here in the United States of America, my friends. And our producing staff has worked very hard to get in touch with this family out in Germany. And last night we were able to get in touch with Joel Thornton, the president of the International Human Rights Group, and he has traveled to Germany. He has met with this family. We're going to talk to Joel in just a moment on Generations. Stay with me. Welcome back to Generations, my friends. This is Kevin Swanson with you. And today I want to talk about the case in Germany. Melissa was taken from her homeschool family at least a month ago, and she was remanded to a psychiatric ward, now with foster parents. And worst possible scenario for any family who loves their children, to lose one of their children. This happened to a family out in Germany. And Joel Thornton has been out there, president of International Human Rights Group. Thanks, Joel, for taking time to share a little bit with our listening audience.
I'm glad to do it, Kevin, and I appreciate you guys getting the word out and making sure people know what's going on.
You bet. And Joel, you just saw this family. Can you describe the family for our listening audience?
Yeah, I can. I tell you, this is a very pleasant family. The father is a CAT scan machine repairman for the Siemens Corporation. He travels all over the world repairing CAT scan machines. The mother's a very pleasant lady. They're gentle. They have five other kids at home. Their kids I spent 3.5 hours in their home with their kids. Part of that time they were doing an interview for the 700 Club. And the kids were just well behaved, and it was not a heavy-handed behavior. Now, sometimes you're in the house and you can tell that the kids are behaving because they're afraid of not behaving.
Yeah.
This was kids that were behaving because they're just good kids. And they're just a very pleasant family. Obviously, they're in a lot of turmoil, a lot of stress. It was tough being with them just because of that, because underlying everything is the fact that their daughter's not at home.
Now, they were homeschooling their children. Apparently, that was the concern of the state. Why did they decide to homeschool?
Well, they're only homeschooling the daughter who has been taken. And the reason they homeschooled Melissa is about 2 or 3 years ago when she was in the seventh grade, she had trouble with her math and her Latin. Now, if all of us who've had trouble with Latin were put into homeschooling, most of the country that had Latin would be homeschooled. And because of that, the state in Germany, as you know, they have a tiered system of education. The state dropped her out of the academic tier of education, put her into the technical tier of education so that she would not have been able to go to college. The family wanted her to be able to go to college. So they took her out of school in order to tutor her in math and Latin to get her grades up so that they could get her back into the academic high school so that she would have a chance to go to college. As simple as that.
And the state did not respond well to that at all. Why did they arrest her?
There's a lot of different possibilities on that, but initially when the state came to get her, they came at 7:30 in the morning, surrounded the house. There were 10 to 15 civil state police officers in undercover clothes or in street clothes. They took her from the home, took her to a psychiatric clinic without her parents' permission, without her permission, and had a psychiatrist come in and evaluate her. And the psychiatrist, at the end of that evaluation, which lasted a couple of hours, came away with the conclusion that Melissa had school phobia. She was afraid of school. And so they went back to court the next day. The psychiatrist presented the case to the judge. The family did not know that the youth welfare services were in the court. So they had a hearing that neither the parents nor Melissa knew about. The next day, which was the 1st of February, the authorities showed back up at their house about 2 in the afternoon, 2:30 in the afternoon, surrounded the house again, took Melissa out and put her into this psychiatric clinic claiming that she had school phobia. Now, I've dealt with the Germans on a couple of cases, one involving the tax exemption loss of a church, and typically what happens in these cases is the German government kind of refines their argument as they go along. So now their argument has gone from we removed her because of school phobia to we fear that this child has some emotional problems. She's a little bit behind the other children, and we felt like we needed to get her out of the house for her own well-being.
Jill, are you seeing steps towards authoritarian governments? Are we looking at totalitarianism here in your book?
I think there are some elements of fascism here, just because this is a law that has its nexus back in the Nazi era compulsory education laws. It's much the same as those laws. There's not any tolerance for stepping out of the ordinary and out of the pattern that people are in. In fact, the German courts, when they've dealt with homeschooling issues, and they've had probably 10 or 20 cases that have gone through the court system all the way to the Constitutional Court, which is the equivalent in Germany of our Supreme Court on certain issues, those courts have been saying that they don't want to have parallel societies within Germany, and homeschooling creates parallel societies.
If you're not in lockstep with the state's vision, then you're going to either be forced to submit or you're going to have to leave. It's kind of the message they're sending.
The irony that really shows that, Kevin, is that there are about, on any given day, there are 100,000 truant students throughout Germany who aren't in school, whose parents are making no attempt to educate them, and the government is not going out seeking those students and trying to get them in school. They're seeking these 400 or 500 homeschool students and forcing them into school.
Why is this case important to you? Obviously, you were out there. Why is it important to Germany, and why is it important to us?
Well, it's really simple. This is a very extreme case, even for Germany. They've never gone this aggressive, this quickly in a situation of homeschooling. They've attempted to push the limits a little bit before, but this is the most extreme they've done. The trouble is, if we let this pass and if nothing is done about this and it just quietly goes into the night and Melissa's kept away from her family, then homeschooling starts to disappear in Germany because this becomes not an extreme case but the normal case. And everybody understands that if the Germans are allowed to continue to have homeschooling as an illegal option for education, that ultimately there will be more regulations in Europe that will eventually make homeschooling against the law in Europe. And if that happens, there will be a move to do the same thing here. Everything, we're a circular society. What happens in Europe affects us. What happens here affects Europe.
Let's get back to the family. What are the legal possibilities now for this family? Is there any hope at all that they would be able to get their child back?
Well, one of the people that I talked to when I was there is the attorney who's helping them, and they have an attorney who is very skilled at dealing with custody matters, particularly with the youth welfare services, and he told me that he was confident that at the appellate level they would be able to win this case, that Melissa would be brought back home, because all the family has really asked for so far is not, in the courts anyway, the only thing they've asked for is to have Melissa home and let the process continue in an orderly fashion. Mm. They haven't said, we want Melissa back, we don't ever want to see anybody again. They've said, we'd like to have our daughter back, and they agreed with the court to let Melissa come back home and continue the psychiatric evaluation and testing to determine what was best for her, but to do it from the house, and the youth welfare services refused to do that. Mm. But I think there's a good possibility that in the next few weeks, we're going to see the courts reverse this lower court and send Melissa back home, because for one thing, there's thousands of calls going to the embassy in Washington. There are emails that are going into these offices in Germany, and even if they're deleting those emails and not reading them, they're paying attention to how many they're getting, and they understand that the world is watching what's going on.
Could this affect private schools in Germany? I don't know if there's a healthy Christian school, private school movement in the state, but could this affect other parents in other homes?
It could. I mean, that's the underlying fear, is that what the youth welfare services and what the psychiatrist that has examined this child have done is they've come up with an evaluation that basically anybody they evaluate could be found to have a school phobia or to be emotionally disturbed and therefore needing to be taken out of normal society and put into a clinic. I mean, you and I could be put in that same situation if we were in Germany. So, it's, you know, this will create a lot of fear. There's not a healthy private school movement. It's tough to get a private Christian school in Germany. You've got the Catholic schools and the Lutheran schools, and those are good schools except for the fact that because they're state-run schools, they're required to teach the exact curriculum that the state teaches, including their sex education, their evolution, a lot of the godless science that they teach, and there's no way to exempt out of those. So they're not really an alternative like we think of with a Christian school, even a Catholic school here, which is allowed to establish its own curriculum within reason within the state. That doesn't exist in Germany.
Boy, this is scary stuff. How is the family dealing with it? What is their attitude at this point? Joel, you were just with them this last weekend.
I was. I was with them on Friday, and I tell you, I was actually impressed. I was dreading a little bit going in and seeing this family. I've met the father and the mother once before a couple of years ago, and I was a little nervous about it because I knew it would be a tense time. And I can tell you there, I was really impressed with just the steel that they have inside them and the way that they've settled down. They're working through this. Melissa is in a decent home right now. They don't know where she is, but they've been able to visit her at a government office, talk to her, and she's told them, I want to be home, but, you know, this is not as bad a place as the psychiatric clinic. So they're a little bit relaxed. But one of the things that I told them when I was with them is that we've asked people all over the world to pray. We've heard from people in 9 countries on 4 continents that are praying for this family. And I shared with both the mother and father that a lot of people are praying for you, and that people all around the world are taking this very seriously and are very disturbed. And both of them teared up, looked at me, and at separate occasions, both of them said, that's the most important thing. People have to keep praying. We need your prayers because this is so hard.
Could you tell if these folks were Christian folks? Do they go to church, you think?
They do. They do. In fact, they live in an apartment right over a Baptist church. It's not a church that they attend, but they have a lot of interaction with the pastor and with the members of the church. But they actually go to a Huguenot church.
That's amazing. There's still Huguenot churches out there. It's amazing after 500 years.
Yeah, they're hanging on, but you know, they're really good, solid Christian people, and that was the one thing that was the most obvious in dealing with them, is that everything that they talked about was about how God has strengthened them and how important it was for people to keep praying and how much they appreciated knowing that the church around the world was praying for them.
You know, as you look at what's happening with the Christian faith in Germany, we've seen some decline. And you look at homeschooling, barely hanging on by the skin of its teeth out there, I think mostly underground. So they're trying to, I guess, stay away from the state as best as they can. What do you say is the future for homeschooling in that state? And what do you consider to be the worst-case scenario?
Well, the worst-case scenario is that they continue to put children like Melissa in jail. You know, rather than going after the parents, they're going after the children. And as a parent, that's the most horrible idea that I could imagine, that they don't like what I'm doing, so they come take my children. I mean, you talk about unjust and a system that just doesn't understand the concept of justice and crime and punishment. This is a punishment that doesn't fit any alleged crime at all. If the parents are guilty of not taking care of the child, why are we taking the child away? It doesn't make sense. That's the worst-case scenario. I think the reality is the families that are homeschooling in Germany, the persecution, and this is not discrimination like we have in the States. This is persecution. Families are having money added on to the mortgage of their home to pay fines that they have levied against them without their knowledge. The court just goes to the bank, takes out a 5,000 euro note, and just says attach that to their mortgage, and now their fine's paid. Families are going to jail for homeschooling, but these families are staying strong. They're committed. They've made the determination that their children are important enough to fight like this, that they want to save them. We've talked to families who didn't homeschool who said, you know, the biggest mistake I made was I've literally sacrificed all of my children to Germany because the education system has taken them away from God, and they're no longer living godly lives, and I should not have left it up to the state. These families, though, are strong, and I think what you're going to see is this movement is going to continue, and it'll grow because there are a lot of people that are working inside Germany to encourage people to do more and helping to fight these battles. So I think you'll see it survive.
Boy, our hearts are going out to those families out there right now suffering for their faith, effectively, Joel. What can we do? Tell us, Joel, what we can do. Should we go to the extent of preparing our homes to give sanctuary to some of these German Christians? Or what can we do today to help these folks?
Well, there are a couple of things. And obviously, the obvious answer is, and it's not a trite answer, is we can pray. People need to specifically pray for Melissa Besucross and her family, Hubert and Gudrun is her mother. They need to pray for that family specifically and by name. The other thing that we can do is that we continue to email and write to these officials that are doing this. I think if people can call the German embassy in Washington, D.C., and handle it through them and just keep the pressure up. I don't think people understand how much international pressure means to these people and how much they want to be accepted. We've got on our website a list of all of the officials that are involved in this, and we've got a direct link where you can click on it and email these people. And people need to email them and say, send this girl back home with her family. Use the power of your office to get this girl back home.
Give us your website, Joel, so we can get in contact with the German embassy and encourage them to do the right thing.
It's www.ihrg, that's the initials for International Human Rights Group, .org. IHRG.org.
That's IHRG.org. And I would suggest that folks write a respectful note, but what should they say, Joel?
You're exactly right on that, Kevin. What they need to do is it should be short, and it just needs to say, we're writing to you because we're concerned about what's going on with Melissa Besucross and the homeschool families in Germany, and we're asking you to use the power and authority of your office to do everything you can to see that Melissa is returned to the custody of her parents.
Let's bring Melissa back home, and that's the message. Again, folks, let me encourage you to get involved on this one. This could happen here, and it is happening right now in Germany. It's frightening. A family lost their child to a government agency because they were homeschooling her. And now they have little contact with her, and now they may lose their other five children as well. I encourage you to get involved. Get involved by praying. Get involved by writing the German embassy. We'll have information on how to contact the German embassy on my website. Just go to kevinswanson.com and click on my blog. That's kevinswanson.com and click on blog. You can get involved today by writing the German embassy and encourage them to bring Melissa Besucross home today. And ladies and gentlemen, you can hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world at kevinswanson.com. Let me encourage you to get your friends and family members involved, whether they live in Germany or anywhere else in the world, listening to this program. Get a biblical worldview and a renewal of relationships in the modern world at kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we lay down a vision for the next generation.
You have been listening to Generations with Kevin Swanson, where we take a look at life through a biblical worldview and a generational focus. If you've been challenged by this program, you need to get a copy of Kevin Swanson's new book, Upgrade, The 10 Secrets to the Best Education for Your Child.